Hello.
Hi, thanks for calling Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Angelita. I need to advise this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you?
All right. I was calling to try to apply for my unemployment.
Okay. And what's your social security number, ma'am?
416-02-4134.
And verify your name and date of birth for me.
Kathy Ann Blair.
Okay, this your first time filing?
Yes.
Okay, you say 416-024-134?
416-02-4034.
Okay, 034. All right, you say Kathy Ann Blair? And what's your date of birth?
11/15/1972.
What's your mother's maiden name for marriage?
Wilson.
Okay, and what's your driver's license number?
Not a lot.
And are you going direct deposit or benefit card?
Direct deposit.
Do you have your checking or savings account information available?
Let's see. I have. It's 108. Hold up, I got my card right here. Okay, my driver's license number is 719-8858.
Okay, all right. Okay, and what about your account information? You say you have it or you don't have it?
Wait a minute. It's 108.
Okay. All right. So you have, what is it, checking or saving?
I have both.
Okay. Which one are you putting on here, checking or saving?
The checking.
Okay. All right. So hold it for me in a second. Okay. So I have Kathy, K-A-T-H-Y, middle initial is A, Blair, B-L-A-I-R. Have you worked on any other name? Also, student number?
Bryant.
Okay, Bryant.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and date of birth, November 15, 1972.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Kathy Bryant, A. Bryant. Okay. And are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, understanding English?
No, ma'am.
What's your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself as being disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
What's the highest grade you completed in school?
12.
Any college?
I went to Shelton State for a year.
Okay. And you said your mother's maiden name is Wilson?
Yes.
And driver's license, Alabama, 719-8858.
Yes.
All right. And if you are approved for benefits, you have the option to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Advantage prepaid benefit card. The prepaid benefit card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you. After you are approved for payments, then there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer? And you said the direct deposit into your savings account?
Yes.
Okay. And what's your routing number?
Yes. I think that should take it right there, that card number I just gave you. But that's the end of it.
Ma'am?
That card number I just gave you.
Okay, I didn't get it. I didn't know you was giving me a card number.
It was 108.
Is that the routing or the account?
It's the account number.
Okay. 108.
Uh-huh. 153.
108-153. Okay, what's the routing number?
Oh, wow.
Ma'am.
Give me just a minute.
Thank you.
It's 262-277-189.
All right. So for the routing number of the savings, I have 262-277-189. Is that correct?
Yeah. It's supposed to be 22. Wait a
you said 262. It's still I'm still saying 22. I'm just calling my numbers in threes.
Yeah.
262-277-189.
That's right.
And the account is 108153.
That's right.
Okay. All right. And can you verify your mailing address for me?
It's 4220. 4220 Alexander Lane.
Mm-hmm.
35404.
And was that Tuscaloosa?
Yes.
Okay, is the resident and mailing address the same?
Yes.
Have your address changed in the last year?
No.
What's your primary phone number?
205-860-3947.
And do you have a secondary or email address you want to add?
KathyBlair270@gmail.com.
All right, Kathy Blair, C-L-B-L-A-R. All right, so I have the mailing address is 4220 Alexander, A-L-E-X-A-N-D-R, Lane, L-A-N-E, Tuscaloosa, Alabama, 35404. Is that correct?
That's right.
The primary number I have 205-860-397, and the email is 3947.
Yes.
205-860-3947. And the email address is KathyBlair270@gmail.com.
That's right.
Okay. All right. Security statement question to verify your identity when filing the UC benefits. You'll be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 151 Laredo Circle, 1800 Park View Drive South, 3704 17th Street Northeast, 7645 Georgia Road. Never been associated.
3707.
Okay. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 160 Cemetery Road, 2104 29th Avenue, 2323 Hillby Park Avenue, or 65659 County Road 221.
That was associated. That 2104.
Okay. What color is your 1989 Toyota Supra? Black, dark blue, maroon, silver. Never been associated.
I don't know nothing about no color like that.
Okay. So not associated. Okay, hold on a minute for me, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay. And go ahead and be thinking about your last day of work and your start day of work. And then I need your employer phone number too. Go ahead and be looking for that. Hold 1 second for me. Thank you. right, ma'am. Thanks for holding. And have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following? Have you received unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employee that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification dealing with adjustment of wages?
No.
And what's your last day of work?
It was last Friday, the
9th?
Yes.
2022. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working solely on commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving pension other than Social Security from an employee you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workman compensation due to work-related injuries?
No.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Probably about 25 minutes.
Okay, what's the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
40.
40?
Mm-hmm.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
Do what now?
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union? Do you go to a union to get your job?
No.
No? Okay. And did your employee give you a definite date to return back to work?
Yes, January the 9th.
Okay. And are you on temporary layoff due to company vacation period scheduled company shut down for no more than 2 weeks?
Yeah, vacation.
Okay. And are you, okay, so you say yes, a vacation. What's your job description?
I'm a cook.
Restaurant, fast food?
It's in a...
cafeteria?
Yes, something like that. It's like a catering.
Okay. Are you seeking work in your current occupation as a cook? If you had to look for another job? Okay. Who is your last separate employer that you're filing on?
It was Fast and Easy.
Fast and Easy Chicken?
Yes. Well,
that's
not
easy.
I'm filing for Upper Cross, right?
Because
they the one got us off.
They the one doing what?
They the one got us off.
Who is the Upper Cross?
Upper Cross. It's like a catering.
Okay, so what's the name of it?
It's Upper Cross.
I mean, not name of it, but where is it located? City and state.
It's Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Okay. They were obtaining you get your information ready for me while you was waiting. Upper Cross is in where now? Tuscaloosa?
Mm-hmm.
What street is on?
It's on the UA.
On the UA?
On the university. It's like a sorority house.
Is it 9th Street?
Yes.
What's the phone number?
It's 305-393-9132.
Okay, that's a different number I'm looking at, too.
Well, it's probably because that's the boss. That's my boss right there.
Okay, what's your boss?
His name is Ken. Yeah.
The number you have is your boss number.
Right.
Okay, all right.
Because we didn't really get no number contained until, you know, the whole business. We just had the boss number.
Okay, so the Upper Cross is 2123 North Street. 9th Street.
Right.
Okay. Okay, what's the phone number again, ma'am?
Hold on. It's 205-393-9132.
Okay, 205-393-9132. Okay, and you say your last date was on the 9th. And when's your start date with them?
It was the 10th. It was the 10th and the 31st.
Okay. Oh, what, this year?
Yes.
Okay. And have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay as your last day of work, vacation, sick, or holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for pension? Are you receiving pension from this employer?
No.
And what's your, have you applied, okay, what's your, is this your separated employer, correct? Is this your last separated employer? And why are you no longer working, quit, discharge, other lack of work, or laid off, no work available?
Just laid off.
Laid off, no work available. And do you like to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
I think so.
Okay. All right, so you can jot down your temporary PIN number. It is going to be 3472. Mm-hmm. And you'll need it when you're ready to call in and do the weekly certifications on next week.
Mm-hmm.
3472.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to read your closing statements, and I give you the numbers once I finish if you need them. Closing statements and following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claims requirements effectively. The unemployment claim we just finished also register you to work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit the Alabama Career Center or log into alabamaworks.alabama.gov/FOSNET to update your online resume. Failure to do so may have interruptions in your benefits. You must be able and available to work, actively seeking full-time work each week that your claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begins on Sunday and ends on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make a complete certification each week could result in loss of benefits. If you choose to file internet, it's www.labor.alabama.gov. If you choose to call, it is 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certifications can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 o'clock p.m. on Fridays, but not on Sundays, but not on, can be made on Sundays through Fridays, but not on Saturdays. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains the rights and responsibilities on how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instruction list could result in loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about your information, please call the inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524. Ms. Blair, we have completed your unemployment claim. Okay, so do you need the numbers that you need to call next week? Okay, the first one you need to call is the 1-800-752-7389.
Okay.
1-800-752-7389. Or you can go to the website. It is www.labor.alabama. Spell Alabama all the way out. .gov. www.labor.alabama.gov. You can call that number. Or you can go to the website to find the weekly certification that you're going to file. You get started next week, like I say, on the 18th, and you're going to report your earnings for this week. All right. They're supposed to send you a booklet in the mail within 7 days. If you don't receive that booklet in the mail within 7 days, you can reach out to the inquiry line. If you're concerned about payments, that's the inquiry line, 334.
Okay. And I can call on what days now? You was going so fast.
Sunday. You have any day through the week. You have from Sunday up until Friday to call. Yeah, I'll go back and explain. Sometimes I go ahead and get announced and everything out before I do the reading. But I just go back and explain it once I finish either way.
Okay.
Okay, so Sunday, you have from Sunday up until Friday to get a call. Then I just advise people don't wait until Friday because sometimes you have a problem with that PIN number. And if you do have a problem with your PIN number, you can give us a call back.
Okay,
so Sunday through Friday, you're going to report your earnings for this week, which was going to be your previous week. You have to call in every week to report your earnings for the previous week. Okay? And then if you don't get the booklet in the mail, it's supposed to mail you out a booklet in 7 days. If you don't get it in the mail, then you can reach out to the inquiry line. That number is 1-800-361-4524. 1-800-361-4524.
Okay.
All right. And you can call them Sunday through Thursday, 5 o'clock p.m. or after. That's the inquiry line number.
Thursday.
Okay. 5 o'clock p.m. or after. It's in the afternoon. They also want you to update your online resume. You can go to the website, Alabama Career Center, or you can go to the website, Alabama Works. That's one word with the S, .alabama.gov. Alabama Works with the S, that's one word, .alabama, spell Alabama all the way out, .gov, both times. You can find that same website under the labor.alabama.gov website. At the top, you go to online services, and it's a drop-down box. It's Alabama Works, okay? It's the same same page you can fill out a resume on, okay? All right, and to get to your claimant portal page, it has a little updated information about the claim on there for the claimant portal page, and you can access it by going to the labor.alabama.gov website. And you're going to go, you'll see on the red, see on there, once you get to that website, there's a red box there that says claim it. Right underneath there, it says continue. Once you click on there, then it's going to ask you if you want to continue with Apple, Google, or Microsoft. And you might want to continue with Google, okay?
Okay.
All right. They just, like I said, have a little updated information on the claim if you don't get a letter in the mail. But now you can't access it until next week when you call in the week of certification, then you should be able to access it then, okay?
Okay.
All right. Any more questions?
That's it. I appreciate it.
Okay. All right. You're welcome, dear heart, and thanks for calling Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center, and you have a great day and happy holidays to you and your family.
You too.
All right. Thank you. Bye.